Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer-Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure. This is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rat me voice!
So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
This is Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, joined by Chris Hall of West Virginia Sports Illustrated. This is the Raspy Voice Kids Podcast. You are now tuned in to pop culture. And Jeremy would say he hit you with the pop. Jeremy's not here. It's me and Chris Hall. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Good, man. Doing great. How we doing?
Well, good, brother. Ready to rock. Today, we are talking about James Corden. He had a little issue at a restaurant where he had a bit of an attitude problem, allegedly, with an issue with his food. It wasn't his food. It was his wife's food. Do you know about this?
Yeah, I watched very little of it, but I've read the caption on Twitter. And, I definitely have a strong opinion on this one.
So basically what happened is food, the way this broke is the owner of Balthazar, I think I'm saying that right, a restaurant, said that James Corden was banned from the restaurant for life because of the way he acted towards the wait staff. And what happened was James Corden allegedly complained about food that was brought out to him 3 different times. He says that it was because his wife has a serious food allergy and the food was wrong 3 times, threatening her allergy 3 different times. He now says that he wasn't going to say anything at all because he's trying to do the British carry on. Don't complain. Don't explain. That was his attitude. That's what he adopted. But instead, because he did complain, he does now admit he did complain. He might need to explain. And he complained, like he said, because of his wife's food allergy. But he says he did not get upset. He did not stand up, get in anybody's face. He did not yell, use derogatory terms. That he just made a sarcastic remark to the wait staff about making it himself. And for that, he now apologizes and deeply regrets it. What do you think about all of this, Chris?
I find it hard to believe a smart aleck comment gets you banned from a restaurant. There's obviously the both sides of the story, but I'm big. Even if I don't know if it's the waitress or if it's just the chef. It's probably, I'm sure it's a busy restaurant. It's a special order. Three times is a lot. I would be frustrated too, especially if it's a matter of life and death with a food allergy. But I'm always one, treat people good that bring you your food because they are the ones preparing your food. It's a unique story to me because three times that's a lot. That's a lot. But again, I don't know how you can say you're going to ban someone for a smart aleck remark. There has to be more to it. And just from the brief, like if you read the comment sections, of course, there's all kinds of people like, oh, I waited on him and he's always had that attitude. So, apparently there's other stories out there. So this isn't like the only behavior, bad behavior at a restaurant. So there's definitely more to it that he does not treat wait staff friendly. And if that gets around, that's bad karma. That's just bad karma. Just don't treat people bad that bring you your food.
Let's be real. There is no way that just one sarcastic comment made to the wait staff is why he got banned by the owner as a celebrity. No way. He's full of garbage. He definitely said and did more than what he is alleging. I do not believe him, not even for a second. He's a liar. Yes, I'm saying it. He is a liar. And he is the apple. By the way, James Corden, when I realized that James Corden may not be what he pretends to be, he might be the Ellen DeGeneres of this time period, is when he had Jimmy Kimmel on his show. And they were doing this thing where you had to eat a certain food if you didn't want to answer a question. And Jimmy Kimmel asked James Corden, he was like, Jimmy Kimmel asked James Corden to name any of the people on set that worked for him. And James Corden could not name a single person. Couldn't name a single camera person. Had to eat this disgusting thing because he couldn't name a person on set. When you are that kind of a person, you don't talk to the people that you work with. You don't get to know the names of the people you worked with. In some cases, for years, you're probably a jerk. And I'm guessing that that jerkness carries over to the way you treat people who bring you your food because you think that they're beneath you, just like the people you work with. So
yeah,
that's my thing. I don't mind people asking for their food to be taken back, especially if there's an allergy involved. But there's a way to do it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a way to handle things, and embarrassing somebody in the process is not the way. And that kind of brings me to my question for you is, even if you have bad service, for a lot of people, obviously the service depends on the tip. Are you always an over-tipper? Are you 20% down the line? How's that work?
You get 20% from me no matter what, unless you're good. If you're good, you get more. But I'm a 20% no matter what. Even if it's bad service, you get 20%. If you're good, it goes up. And it can go up, you know, significantly depending on how well you do.
So let's say James's story is true, that it was the third time that they brought back the wrong food with the food allergy. Let's say that's true. I don't know if the owner denies that happening. How do you handle it?
Well, I mean, if it's a food allergy, you have to send it back. I am not the kind of person who believes in suffering in silence. I do think you're paying for a service. But as far as why it gets sent back, the hard part is I don't know whose fault it is. Because it could be a communication problem. It could be a kitchen problem, which has nothing to do with the server. So I'm still tipping 20%, but I'm still sending it back till it's right. If I order a steak, right? Let's say I say medium rare.
It's not a matter of sending it back. How do you, like, it's the third time, all right? Let's say it's peanut allergy. Third time you got peanuts on the plate. You know, it's not a matter of just sending it back. Like, that's the third time. So I imagine you're probably hungry at this point. It's probably been a good wait. How do you handle it?
I might say, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, but this is the third time we've had this issue. I think we're just going to go. That might happen. But respectfully, I would never do it disrespectfully.
Blood sugar, not a blood sugar problem. No anger coming from Brandon on that.
You're getting into the hangry category, but I usually don't. I don't usually get hangry, so it's really not an issue for me that way. So that's probably not going to be a problem. But yeah, I think I might have to leave if it came to that. But you know, it depends on who's there. It also depends on how many people are with you. Is it just you and your wife, you and your family, or are there 20 people there? you know, there's a lot that goes into it, whether or not you go, whether or not you suffer, you know. And there are moments where you might...
It probably also depends, are you a regular there? Like, is this the first time this has happened there? Like, there's a lot of factors like this goes into it. But I, at the bottom line, there's no way to... You shouldn't treat people like that, even if it's a multiple mistake.
Yeah, and like, my thing is what you said. The comments under the story, his interview with Jimmy Kimmel, and other things I've heard about James Corden make it clear that he is, as Charlie Murphy says, a habitual line stepper. This dude, he steps over lines on a regular basis with people. Like, I'm not giving James Corden the benefit of the doubt.
Nope, absolutely not. Because, like you said, he's a celebrity. He's going to bring clout to your restaurant. You just don't ban somebody like that unless it's repeated behavior. And even if it's the first incident, it had to be a bad incident if that's the first incident to ban somebody like that.
Totally agree. Well, that's how we feel. Brandon Phoenix, Chris Hall, I Also Hate Pitt, Dub V, Sports Illustrated. How do you guys feel? Let us know. What do you do when your food is not right? How do you make it right? Do you tip the same? Is James Corden the apple? Let us know all of that. You know how to get at us. Like, listen, subscribe to Pop Culture. Enjoy your Monday. It's been a fun one.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.